things seem to be going okay in the first few games, coming from a bit behind against Kilkenny after initially being ahead in the game, you know, happy enough to get a result against the old enemy. And then I suppose the game in Croke Park, the Walsh Cup final, I was there at it, and it was a pretty shocking performance. I suppose there's no two ways about it. I haven't seen Wexford being beaten that badly in quite a while. To put up a scoreline like they did and concede 229, and Dublin had 16 different scores, they had no answers anywhere all over the field, Wexford. But I suppose you have to be realistic and say, how many big players were they missing? Well, new captain Lee Chin, he wasn't available. Kevin Foley was the vice captain. He was taken off, I suppose, inside 10 minutes or so. You know Shane Reck, you know Rory O'Connor. You take that amount of quality out of the team, including Sean Murphy also, you're not going to be playing too clever. But I think the manner that Dublin were able to walk all over Wexford should be a bit of a concern to Darragh Egan. And I suppose this is something he said straight away after the game. He talked about that the team was, you know, a bit weak, that the aggression and the tackle wasn't there. And I have to say, Dublin were able to walk all over Wexford in the sense that they were able to just hand pass the ball around them, run off the shoulder, and take easy scores under no pressure, which I suppose is exactly the type of system that Limerick, who have honed it and perfected it, will be looking to bring into the game at Wexford Park.
Yeah, so there was some wailing and gnashing of teeth, really, after that heavy defeat. But how much do you put into a pre-season like that? As you say, there's kind of ups and downs, you know, getting a good result against Kilkenny and then, you know, suffering that heavy defeat. I suppose Limerick won't pay too much attention to that, given that they won their own pre-season tournament and won it pretty handily as well. Do you put much stock into those pre-season competitions?
Do you know what? This year, more than ever, I probably would, because with the split season now and with the championship coming so quickly around the corner, teams are going to be searching for form quicker than they ever did before. So I think, you know, it's not ideal. It's not the end of the world, don't get me wrong. I mean, Darragh Egan has barely got his feet under the table. He obviously deserves lots of time to get things going there. But I would be concerned just about the manner of the defeat. You know, they were never in the conversation even. You're looking for little signs to say that, like, the team is moving in the right direction. We can hang our hat on this, this and this. But I have to say, I didn't come away from the game thinking, you know, that anyone had set the place alight. I thought Mikey O'Dwyer did all right when he came in. I thought Oisin Pepper had a couple of decent moments. But of the starters, you know, I just wasn't really blown away by anyone. But it's just that fact that everything comes so quickly down the straight now, with the league being over very, very quickly, and then you're straight into championship with mid-April. So it's just, if this run continues, and, you know, if Darragh Egan doesn't have enough time to get all those key players that I mentioned already into the team and get his system sorted, and, you know, the understanding of the different players, and is the likes of Kevin Foley going to play in the half forward line, you know, potentially have a forward line there with Kevin Foley, Lee Chin, Rory O'Connor, Conor McDonald, Liam McGovern, and so on and so forth. That's as good an attack as anywhere in the country. Just at the moment, with all those players out and just taking a heavy beating like that, you'd have to be a small bit concerned.
Obviously, Limerick coming down as defending All-Ireland champions. They've named their team, and it's a little experimental. Kyle Hayes and Sean Finn on the bench for them, but, you know, they still have a very strong back line in the likes of Barry Nash, Dan Morrissey and Richie English, you know, all-stars galore there. So Wexford will certainly get nothing easy up front tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this is a mean machine, and Limerick, Keane Lynch isn't there because he's playing Fitzgibbon Cup with NUIG at the moment. But outside of that, you're looking at some, you know, serious players. Declan Handler, and Galan, Tom Morrissey, Dermot Burns, Nicky Quaid, they're back for their first appearances of the season. They'll be looking to make an impact straight away. Young players like Colin Coughlin, Brian O'Grady, they're lads who, and Cathal O'Neill is another key one there. They'll all be looking to lay down a marker. And then, like you've already mentioned, the likes of Kyle Hayes on the bench, Darrow O'Donovan on the bench, Oisin O'Reilly, who's so good with Kilmallock, Conor Boylan. These are lads with a lot of experience. Sean Finn, of course, as well. So I think that, like, Dublin looked like a team to me last week that were almost in full league mode, ready for building up for championship. And that's what I'm saying, because it's coming so quick, you nearly feel like you have to be doing that. Limerick are like that all the time. But that's why I'd be a little bit concerned that, even though I think Wexford have potential to have a good summer, this game at Wexford Park could, you know, it might get away from Wexford a little bit, because they are so weakened, and because Limerick, when they make those couple of changes, the, you know, they still have a key spine to the team that can really kind of set up the other players that are coming in to have good games. So I'd be small bit concerned for Wexford taking a little bit of a tanking in this game.
Wexford fans did have some joy in the fact that the sweeper system was disposed of against Kilkenny, and look, Wexford did run up quite the score against them that day as well. But Limerick, if you give them those kind of chances, they will find the points and they'll find the goals as well. So if you were part of the selectors tomorrow for Darragh Egan, would you advise him to go back to a sweeper system and, you know, try to keep the score down as much as possible? Or do you think that, listen, Limerick are going to score no matter what you do, so it's a chance to, you know, put your best forwards forward, I guess, and try to do kind of the old Newcastle, if you score three, we'll score four?
I would imagine that's what Wexford will be doing, is they'll leave maybe two up front and then just completely flood the middle and make sure that the back line isn't left open. I mean, that's what Limerick do in a lot of situations. They have a few key players that are allowed to float and do what they want, like Key and Lynch, but generally keep two up top, one in front, and everyone else just fills the middle. And very regularly, Limerick have 12 or 13 men in their own half of the field. You often see Peter Casey, who obviously did his cruise ship, he's on his own 21, and he might be wearing number 13 or 15. So I think Wexford will probably match that up, or I wouldn't be shocked if they match that up to some degree. Just flood their own half of the field. But the problem then, of course, is Limerick have lads who can score from distance. You know, Dermot Burns, Colin Coughlin has already looked like he can do that. But I think that's the main thing. The idea of just playing a sweeper alone, I'm not sure if it works against the likes of Limerick, because they'll hand pass that ball around the middle of the field until somebody is facing straight up the field, standing on their own, and they can pick a perfect ball that bypasses the sweeper. I mean, sweeper's the greatest position in the world if your team is putting great pressure on out the field, because 50-50 ball is lorded down on top of you, and it's great fun. But when you play against Limerick and they hit measured ball beyond you, you're just kind of doing shuttle runs from side to side and never getting there. So I think it has to be more or less flood the middle area of the field, and I hope you've got good man markers at the back who can keep side their men. Because a sweeper alone, I think, will just be bypassed by a team of the quality of Limerick.
And unfortunately, the two players that have played in that sweeper position for Wexford, Sean Murphy and Kevin Foley, will both be missing tomorrow due to various injuries. So it looks like it'll have to be a backs against the wall kind of a performance from them. Looking at the league as a whole, Limerick are obviously going to be the favourites, and rightfully so. They've really put it up, two teams over the last couple of years. So, you know, who's fighting for number two there? Tipperary are there, thereabouts. You know, Cork obviously got to the All-Ireland final and got absolutely massacred. Liam Cahill will make Waterford, a prospect certainly to be number two, I suppose, in the country. But who do you think is best placed to challenge Limerick now?
I think a few teams can challenge Limerick. I think Cork are best placed to do it because they've just got so much pace. I know they got tanked in the All-Ireland final last year, but I think their tactics just threw their full back line to the Wolves. And like I was saying, if you allow Limerick to throw the ball around the middle of the field and then they can just pick out a perfect pass, like if you've got Shane Flanagan, Aaron Gillan, and at the time Peter Casey with 40 yards in front of them and lovely ball being popped in front, I mean, no full back line in the country is going to be able to compete with it. So I think, like I had said with Wexford, in terms of maybe sitting the team back a little bit more and having it as an overall unit thing where you kind of drop back a little bit and force Limerick to come into the numbers. I think that's what Cork need to do. And if they were able to do that, they've shown over the last 5 years that they can compete with Limerick, and they're right there toe-to-toe. They have the pace all over the field. So I think Cork would be in the mix. I think Galway, talent-wise, if they can get everyone out, they do have a forward line that will include Cathal Mannion, Conor Whelan, Brian Kincannon. They have Evan Nyland, who looks like he's stepping up. They still have Joseph Cooney's power around the middle of the field. He's going to be vice-captain this year. They've Doughty Burke. Fintan Burke has looked really, really promising last year or so, and was brilliant for his club St. Thomas's recently. So that's just about maybe Shefflin getting his team together very, very quickly. And outside of that, you'd have to say Waterford are probably, alongside Cork, the closest challengers. Tipperary, a bit unknown. Waterford just have an awful lot of quality there, and Liam Cahill has done great work in the time he's been there. So can they take another step? Can Ozzie Gleeson and Jamie Barron kick on even a little bit more? But I think Dublin are the sort of team that, you know, I mean, I played under Matty Kenny for 5 years with Cooley, but he's just developing a style of play with Dublin which is a little bit Limerick-like in terms of moving the ball around and taking that extra hand pass and run off the shoulder all the time, so that you're shooting almost uncontested in front of the goal, rather than lads just, you know, over the shoulder from the sideline taking on stupid shots. His players keep playing that extra pass down. It's something I like. And before, they would have been accused of having manufactured hurlers, but the more I look through the team now, he's developed a really slick hurling team that's got plenty of stickmen. Like Donald Burke is as clean a striker of the ball as you'll see. I think Conor Burke is unheralded around the middle of the field. Danny Sutcliffe, I suppose everyone knows about. And then Ronan Hayes, I think he could be, there's no end to the potential he can have it full forward. So I think Dublin could be the bolter, but Cork and Waterford, the closest, as far as I'm concerned, just now based on potential.